starts calling me.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. News came down yesterday. Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, pled guilty to drug charges in Moscow, Russia. Penalty is 10 years in prison. Those conditions are described as medieval, filthy, cold, inedible food. For what, 10 years? Why'd she do it? Well, I don't know if they planted it in her carry-on or whether she was stupid enough to try to bring in some kind of hashish oil and vape it. I don't know. Word to everybody out there, there was a young woman, a girl, back in the 70s and 80s who thought it'd be a good idea to bring marijuana into Turkey. Now, some of these places, it's a death penalty. She got life in prison. Les Aspin, a great congressman from the first district, good friend of mine, spent years trying to get her out. Word, if you're traveling anywhere outside the United States, and I don't care if it's Mexico or Canada or Europe, but especially not Eastern Europe or a communist country or a crooked country like Russia or Turkey, don't bring any drugs. Don't bring any drugs. In any event, I don't know if this is planted on her or not, but she pled guilty. All right, so what's the consequence of that? Why did she plead guilty? Well, for one thing, these are not show trials. Or these are not trials like ours. They're not even like show trials that the North Koreans used to put on. What they are is just flat-out frauds. These guys sit there and nod gravely, and then they say you're guilty. And they had planned this trial to last months, many months. What? Did you have this hashish oil in your carry-on or not? Months. The whole idea was to drag it out during the Ukraine war and just have an extra irritant. By pleading guilty, the theory is that now the United States can engage in discussions on a prisoner swap. Prisoner swap. We have a guy serving a very long sentence, a Ruski, a crook, a vicious guy, had been with their FSB, the successor to the KGB. Putin wants him out. Stole a lot of info, murderer and thief. And the question is, do we give him up for Brittany Griner? Well, we have two other Americans over there, a fellow named Whalen, Paul Whalen, a Marine, and another fellow, forget his name. So we have three people. We want him out. In these negotiations, when you're dealing with criminals like Putin, genocidal sadists, it's hard to come to a deal because whatever you agree to, he'll want more. They'll say, okay, and then you have to lift the sanctions. Stop sending arms to Ukraine. It has to be done back channels, and it has to be done very carefully. This just permits the start of those discussions because as long as she had not pled guilty and had not been found guilty and they dragged the trial out, they'd say it was premature. What lesson do we take from this? One is don't go to Russia, even as a tourist. I did go to Russia in 97, in May and June of 97. That was during the thaw. That was during Glasnost. And we had Boris Yeltsin as the head guy. And he opened it up to Americans and gave lectures with the Justice Department on our legal system around the country. And I enjoyed it very much. I liked the people very much. And their leadership back then was trying to get close to the United States. At one point during the 90s, Russia had talked to the United States about joining NATO and the EU, believe it or not. The early NATO and then when the EU finally came together, the early EU. That at some point they discussed that. And people were agreeable to talk about it. And if it had happened and they had maintained their democratic tradition under Yeltsin, it would have been a great thing. We would have had an EU and a NATO stretching from the Chinese border, the Russian-Chinese border, all the way to the United States. And it would really have contained China, really have contained a lot of Middle Eastern countries. But the problem with Russia is that they don't have a democratic tradition. From the first czar about 1,000 years ago, up until the Russian Revolution, they had czars. Some people were serfs, right to the First World War. They're not quite slaves, but sort of, and it's not racial. They just flat out owned them as serfs. They rose up, killed the czar, and went to communism. Lenin and then Stalin and succession of other communists who were just like the czars, brutal people. And this is the kind of country they are. So you can't have them in NATO and you can't have them in the EU because every time you get an honest guy, they'll take him out and put in a Nazi, sadist, and genocidal maniac like Putin. That's the problem. So keep your fingers crossed over there with Brittany Griner. I'd like to see her out. I'd like to see Paul Whelan out, too. A guy that just got out, you may have seen it about a month ago. This is sad. He was a soldier. Somehow he was over there on vacation. What, he thought that was a good idea? And he got drunk, and a couple of guys jumped him in the street, and it was a bar fight. And nothing to do with politics. So he gets put in jail, and he gets several years. They use him as a stooge. Do not go to Russia. Certainly not right now. If they need a stooge, you will find out that you have things in your carry-on you didn't know you had. Or somebody will take a swing at you in a restaurant or a bar, and when you defend yourself, you'll get 5 years. Do not go to Russia. It is presently a Nazi state. Presently a Nazi state. I hope we get Brittany Griner out. I hope we get Paul Whelan out. But that is the circumstance right now. I want to talk about one other issue. Connor, we have the phone. One other issue. Secretary of State election coming up. Doug LaFollette in the primary running against Alexia Sabor, who's the Dane County chairwoman. I've known Doug LaFollette for over 40 years. There are Republican candidates. One's an anti-vaxxer. One's an election denier, and the other one is an also-ran. We can't have a Republican. Because the Secretary of State, even though in this state, doesn't have the same power that they do in other states over elections, is somebody who's going to certify official documents and may have something to do with certifying the election. So what do we do with that? We got to win that, because if you put in the anti-vaxxer or the election denier, they may just say, hey, I'm the Secretary of State. I'm not going to sign off on this, even though it's the Wisconsin Election Commission and the governor who should. Cause a lot of trouble. There are a lot of troublemakers on that side. I support Doug LaFollette. I'm going to vote for him. I've known him a long time. I do not know Alexia Sabor. I'm sure she's a nice person, Dane County Democratic chairwoman. But when it comes to winning the statewide election in 2022, Doug LaFollette has shown that he can win elections in the toughest years that are pro-Republican. He still wins. And he's an honest guy and a good guy. I'm for Doug LaFollette. Go to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean of Eau Claire?
Good morning. I have other things to say, but you know what? I support your choice 100%. We need somebody that's running that knows the ropes. We need somebody in there that knows what the heck's going on and what these guys are capable of. So I hope everybody gets out and votes for LaFollette. You know, he's no fool, and we need everybody we can fighting to take back our state. So thanks for all the work you do, and I hope you have a relaxing weekend, and thank you so much, Matt, for the work that you do.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gina. I really appreciate your calling in, as always. And yeah, we got to win these elections, guys, okay? Sentiment has to go out the window. August 9 is a primary. On the Democratic side, we have Alex Lazary, Mandela Barnes, Sarah Godlewski, and Tom Nelson, and a host of other people. Peter Pekarsky advertised on this station. We have many. You're going to see 7 or 8 people. Make your choice. But get out and vote. And then in the fall, put up the lawn sign of whoever the Democratic nominee is. It matters. There are only 100 votes in the Senate, and we have 2 of them in this state. We have to turn this one. This is one that we can potentially flip. There is a lieutenant governor race. There is a state treasurer race. There's a very intense congressional primary, the Democratic nomination in La Crosse, Eau Claire area. Ron Kindseat, who's stepping down after a very distinguished career that went for well over 20 years. It's important who wins these things. And I think you pick who you think is the best, there's no question, but you absolutely pick somebody, absolutely must pick somebody who in your judgment is best suited to win the general election. This will be supposedly a tough year because we hold the White House. I personally think it's become less and less tough given what the Republicans have done. But please get out and vote. And in the Secretary of State, that's very important. And Doug LaFollette has won in tough years before. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.